Good afternoon. As the system that brought all the rain to the region yesterday lifts out over the Canadian Maritimes, we'll be left with a mix of sun and clouds and milder weather, at least for the first part of the afternoon on this Saturday. Meanwhile, an unseasonably strong trough of low pressure is pivoting through the Great Lakes and in our direction. In advance of this trough, a cold front will sweep in, bringing a few scattered pop-up showers and maybe even a few bursts of rain and rumbles of thunder later this afternoon. In the meantime, temperatures will have enough time to warm into the middle and upper 60s for afternoon highs. As the trough continues its progress over the northeast, we'll continue the risk of showers and maybe a thunderstorm tonight, with low temperatures back into the 40s. As the trough sweeps overhead tomorrow, it will be much cooler and unsettled. Skies will be mostly cloudy and it will be breezy, and this will keep temperatures in the upper 40s and lower 50s for afternoon highs, and we do run the risk of a few passing showers from time to time. That trough of low pressure will take its time departing. In fact, on Monday will remain cool in the lower 50s with partly to mostly cloudy skies and still the risk of a few showers. After this system lifts out, a large ridge of high pressure will begin to build in for the middle of next week. As a result, we'll go back to a mix of sun and clouds and warmer temperatures on Tuesday, with temperatures pushing into the upper 60s, sunshine mixed with clouds on Wednesday into the upper 70s, and as this warm air crests over us, a front will approach from the west on Thursday with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, but high temperatures will be near the 80-degree mark. Behind that front, still the risk of showers and a thunderstorm on Friday as highs dip back into the lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a gradual cooling trend is expected across the western United States this weekend as an expanse of upper-level trough edges inland from the Pacific. The system will bring light to moderate rain and mountain snow in the highest elevations to the favored terrain of the Pacific Northwest, Northern California, and the Northern Rockies. Meanwhile, moisture returning ahead of this system will increase the chance of showers and thunderstorms across the southern Rockies and adjacent high plains across the weekend. The Storm Prediction Center indicates a marginal risk of severe weather in the high plains on Sunday, and that will elevate further on Monday across the central plains near and east of a dry line. Daytime temperatures should reach as much as 10 to 20 degrees above normal across portions of the central to northern plains. And a surge of cooler air and scattered precipitation will accompany a cold front passing eastward out of the Great Lakes today. That surge of cooler air will result in some record low temperatures and snow showers across portions of the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes tomorrow morning. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 104 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 16 at Embarrass, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the mid-60s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo cloudy with showers and highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 64 degrees, the average low 42, the record high 92 set in 1990, and the record low 25 in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 5:54 a.m., sunset this evening 7:52 p.m., 13 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the mid-60s. Scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior New York and New England, a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible today with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight, lows in the mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny with scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible today with highs in the mid-60s. Scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight in the lower to mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the middle and upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight in the mid-40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight in the lower and middle 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy, much cooler with scattered showers near 50. Mostly cloudy, still the chance of showers Monday, lower 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 60s Tuesday. Increasing clouds, upper 70s on Wednesday. Partly sunny with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm Thursday near 80. And still some scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible on Friday, but highs staying in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.